Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's Kitty and I'm here at the Donkey Sanctuary. I'm here with Gillian from Wagging Tails. Hello.
Hello.
Can you tell us more about what you do? What is Wagging Tails?
Wagging Tails is home home boarding for dogs. So it's an alternative to kennels. So when people are going on holiday or if they have to go into hospital or anything like that, we have carers around the island. They're all licensed and insured and inspected. And we look after the dogs in a home environment.
So in their own homes?
In our own homes.
Your own homes?
Yeah. So we do pre-meetings. So basically you would contact us with any dates that you've got for holidays. We would match you with a suitable carer. And then we would set up for you to go see meet that carer just to make sure that you're happy, the dog's happy and the carers are happy. We only ever board one family's dogs at any one time, so your dog is getting individual attention. We do board multiple dogs from the same family, so we would always keep your dogs together if you've got two or three dogs. And then they go into the carer's home, so they're in a home from home environment. So we try and keep their routine the same as they would at homes, where they sleep, how they eat, how often they're walked, etc. So yeah, I've been running Wagging Tails for nearly 3 years now. So we're also always on the lookout for carers as well as people, as well as the dogs. Obviously during lockdown we lost a few carers because they didn't have the dogs to look after, so they got dogs of their own. So we're always on the lookout for carers as well.
That's fantastic. So you work all across the island then?
Yes, yeah, we've got carers across the island, so we would cover the whole of the Isle of Wight. Yeah, so carer wise we would be looking for people that are at home during the day, are retired, obviously dog lovers. It doesn't matter if they've got a dog of their own currently, because we do have some of our carers who've got a dog of their own, as long as their dog's sociable.
What's the most favourite thing you find about working for your company, Wagging Tails?
I think it's when we get the customers coming back to us for repeat business. You know, obviously their dogs are quite happy and comfy in the homes, and so we do get a lot of repeat business. And when we always try and put the dogs back with the same carers that they've been with before, and it's quite nice when they actually go in the carers' homes and they know what they're doing. They know where the bed's going to be. Then, you know, they go up and they know where their favourite spot is on the sofa. And it is, you know, for quite a lot of our owners, it's like a second home for the dogs. You know, they're not in a kennel environment where they're not going to get the cuddles and things. You know, they can sit on the sofa with the carers and they get the cuddles and the love and you know, just like they would at home, really. So it is a proper home from home environment.
So it's sort of living in somebody else's home that's not their own, but it's a home rather than a kennel's.
Yes.
And it's much nicer, isn't it?
Of course it is, yeah. As I say, what we find is when the owners come back, the dogs settle back into home life quite well, because they've had their routine continued throughout their holiday. So they've not been in the kennel where all the dogs are barking around them and they're quite frustrated and unhappy. Obviously they're happy to see the owners when they go, but they're happy to see the carers when they come back to us as well, which is quite nice.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
So I hear you've got some pretty lovely pictures of dogs.
As part of what we do, we encourage the carers to take pictures of the dogs during their stay. And then obviously when you come back from holiday, you've got your holiday snaps and that type of thing to look at. So also what we do is when the owners come back off holiday, we send them pictures of what their dogs have been doing on holiday. And we actually print the pictures out, because that's something that people don't really do that often nowadays. Everything's on mobile phones, you know, and stored in the cloud somewhere. So it's actually nice when the owners return to actually get some proper printed out pictures of what their dogs have done on holiday. So yeah, the pictures that you can see around are all dogs that have boarded with us over the last month.
And they look so happy as well, don't they?
Yeah.
Especially that little one on the beach.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful picture of a dog on the beach there.
Yeah, because again, we've got some beautiful places on the island, so we try and sort of encourage the carers to get out and about with them. One of the other criteria for the carers as well is that they have a nice big secure garden. We wouldn't ever walk a dog off the lead unless we'd got consent from the owners. But the good thing is that the carers have got plenty of space in the gardens as well to let the dogs have room.
So how can people find out more about Wagging Tails?
You can find us on Facebook or on we've got a website. It is waggingtailsuk.co.uk. and also I'm at quite a few shows this year that I'm going to, you know, around the island. It's been 2 years since we've been able to go out and do shows, so.
But isn't it nice to be able to go out again and do things?
Yeah, it is, because we bring the dogs with us, so obviously that attracts people to the store because they like to see the dogs as well. And you just get that effect one-to-one, you know, the face-to-face contact with people. So, yeah, it's nice to be out and about again, definitely.
Thank you so much for talking to me, Gillian.
Okay, no
thank
problem.
You.
Okay, thank you.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.